Music Hall with Sonny Tufts, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and our two guests, Jenny Sims and Eddie Tell You What I'm Gonna Do, Mar. And here are Marilyn Maxwell and Sonny Tufts.
And I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you.
Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you.
You make me feel so grand, I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming.
Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. Now
I know
my mother taught me to be true.
What did she teach you?
She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Gee, that was swell, Marilyn. Now, we have another swell girl with us this evening. With her Johnny Present, she's created a wonderful following among this nation's GIs, and she sure is a wonderful following. Miss Ginny Sims. Ginny, come on. You know the family, of course, Ginny.
Yeah. Hiya, Jen.
Hiya, Rummy.
Get lost, Yuki. Gee, Ginny, with your picture work and your broadcast and everything, you must be awful busy every evening, or can I?
Well, I'm not always busy, Sonny. Last night I went all by myself to see a movie. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor picture about bathing beauties. It was called Bathing Beauty.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I wonder who thinks of those tricky titles.
Oh, I'd like to see a picture this evening.
Well, I'm going to a picture tonight, and we could go together, except for one thing.
What?
Well, the one I'm going to is in San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Yes, the world premiere of picture I Love a Soldier, starring Paulette Goddard. I suppose I better tell you, I have a part in it, too.
With Paulette Goddard?
Yeah, but nobody will ever see me.
Well, what's the picture about, Sonny?
Well, it's about a boy and a girl.
What kind of a girl?
Well, by day, she's a little welder. And by night, she's a little wilder.
And that's what it's about, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know how boys and girls are. I think you ought to know that I play the part of the boy. And we're in love with each other and also... we're in love with each other, and all through the picture we tried to get together, but, well, something always stops us.
What?
The Hayes office.
That's too bad, Tony.
Yeah, but like in the song you're going to sing, it could happen to you.
Dreams at night, it could happen.
might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms could be.
Mm-hmm. fiore mio della speranza. Amor, amor, amor. Nació re Dio, para los dos, nació del alma. Sentir que tus besos se anidaron en mí, igual que palomas me encadenas de luz. Saber que mis besos se quitaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de Dios, para los dos, nació de mamá.
That was wonderful, Ginny. And, well, it's the only way I know how to put it. Sometimes I wish, well, I wish I were more like radio's famous character, Eddie Ma, that old carnival pitchman. Eddie has those fancy phrases, those elegant words.
I heard you, Sonny. You say you want elegant phrases. You say you want fancy words. Think no more about it, friend. Tell you what I'm going to do.
You know, if I had your fast line of chatter, Eddie, I might... Well, I might be able to get some slick chicks. But with this installment plan talk of mine, the only kind I get are the dumb ones who don't know the answers.
The best kind, brother, the best kind.
Well, you know, Eddie, we shouldn't waste that fast line of yours. We've got enough talent right here to start a carnival.
Why, sure, we got Marilyn Maxwell.
What's she got to offer?
What a question.
Do you men mind if I join you?
What an answer.
That carnival idea sounds pretty good to me.
Well, what do you think of it, Eddie? I'm just thinking the same thing.
Well, let's get moving. Now to make this show complete, what we need is a fat man.
Let me tippy-toe out of here.
Hey, this carnival stuff sounds kind of interesting.
It is, Sonny, it is. Ah, what memories it brings back. The crowds, glamour, romance, and what romance. I'll never forget my tragic love affair with the bearded lady.
What happened?
She gave me the brush.
Maybe you got in her hair.
But my true love was always the carnival. The peanuts, the popcorn, the hot dogs. I started out in Coney Island with my partner. He was tall and blond. I called him Sonny because... Well, because I was his father. Hurry, 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 hurry. The big show's about to begin. Now on the inside is the bubble dancer. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
What's the hurry?
There's a leak in the bubble.
Could create a nice breeze, though.
Step right up, folks. Step right up. Don't be shy. Move in a little closer. Gather around. That's it, folks. Just a little closer, folks.
Fresh?
Not too close, mister.
Sorry.
Oh, it's you. Well, take over, Sonny, while I check in the pickpockets.
I see. On the inside, folks, we got everything. See the... See the famous Fatima, the queen of shimmy. She wiggles and shakes all over like a bowl of jelly on a cold, frosty morning. She's tantalizing. She's beautiful. She's exotic. Hey there, don't get too close.
Why not?
She bites.
That's my boy there. He's right. He said it. Come over, come over. Now in this tent for 10 cents, one dime the tenth part of a dollar, you'll see the freaks. See Jojo, the dog-faced boy. See the wild man from Borneo. See freaks you won't believe are possible.
Gee, this I gotta see.
Pull your hat over your face, buddy. You're ruining my business.
Man, oh man, that was great.
Oh, a satisfied customer. Here's a guy who's just seen the show. Step over and tell him all about it, Buster.
Man, I've never seen so much on the inside.
And I've never seen so much man on the outside.
That's a fake.
Fake, fake, he says. So I'm cutting right into the main tent where you can see the beautiful bubble dancer we mentioned a short while ago. 30 beautiful bubble dancers. Why, it's sensational. 30 bubble dancers. It's super colossal.
Now what's so super colossal about 30 bubble dancers?
Only 29 bubbles.
Get your tickets here.
And now, while you're filing in, and before we direct your attention to the Wheel of Chance, we're going to give you a little sample of what you'll see and hear on the inside. It's those happy gentlemen of song, that world-famous quartet, none other than the Charioteers.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
I could listen to those fellows sing all day long.
Easy, Sonny, easy. Don't listen away all the prophets. The show must go on. I'm going to let you folks in on a good thing. You all look like smart people. You know a good thing when you see it. It's the Wheel of Chance. Break out those dimes, boys. It's the Wheel of Chance. Take home any doll in the house.
Hey, put me down.
Just the ones on the shelf, mister.
Sorry.
Come back here, Sonny. Come back here. Now watch it roll, neighbors. Round and round it goes. Round and round it goes.
Are you still talking about that Wheel of Chance?
No, the hula dancers. Now, before you go inside, folks, I'd like to introduce Dr. Eddie Ma's Happy Water. That life-giving elixir. That cure-all you've been waiting for. Get them while they last. Only 250,000 bottles left. Now, Dr. Eddie Ma's Happy Water will remove muscular aches and pains. Kills gophers. Cleans windows. Removes tattoos. You dump an aspirin in a bottle of Dr. Ma's Happy Water, and it makes gasoline. Put the gasoline in your car. What have you got? A helicopter. Now it soothes your nerves and smooths your hair. It's the miracle fluid. The ninth and tenth wonder of the world.
Yeah, I suppose it'll grow hair on a billiard ball.
Why, my good man, not only will it grow hair on a billiard ball, it will also remove that dandruff from your pool table. And not only that, but it comes in two convenient sizes. The 50-cent bottle and the $1 bottle. Buy the 50-cent bottle, drink it, and you'll go home and dream about Betty Grable.
Well, if the 50-cent bottle makes you dream about Betty Grable, why buy the dollar bottle?
With the dollar bottle, you don't wake up. And now, folks, while my partner Sonny passes among you, keep away from him, girls. He'll bother you. Offering his special chewy chocolate, valuable prize in each and every package, we have another surprise package for you. The girl with the silver-lined vocal cords, Mademoiselle La Maxwell, singing that brand-new number, Take Back Your Gold.
I saw a youth and a maiden on a lonely city street, and thought them lovers at their meeting place. Until as I drew near, I heard the girl's sad voice entreat. The one who heeded not her tear-strained face. I only ask you, Jack, to do your duty, that is all. You know you promised that we should be wed. And when he said, you shall not want whatever may befall, she spurned the gold he offered her and said, take back your gold, for gold can never buy me. Take back your bribe and promise you'll be true. Give me the love that you deny me. Make me your wife, that's all I ask of you.
Take back
the jack-jack.
Gold can never buy me.
Your money's no good.
Take back your bride.
Take it away.
I promise you'll be true.
Give me the love.
That's the catch line now.
The love that you denied me.
You're gonna be a heathen.
Make me a wife, that's all I ask of you. You better get a lawyer.
Take back your gold.
Cause gold can never buy me.
The lady with the ring.
Take back your bride.
Take it away.
And promise you'll be true. Put it in writing on the dotted line. You're gonna be a slinkaroo. I'm not a fool. So baby, take back.
Take back your gold.
That's a grand old song, Marilyn. Sung in the grand new manner.
On the radio, John Scott Trotter's orchestra is playing I Walk Alone. I know just what that song means now that I've said goodbye for a while to Sonny. Today, I went down to the railroad station to see him leave. The situation was trying, even if Sonny wasn't. As we climbed the long flights of steps to the station platform, I tried to make conversation. To cover up the dragged-down way I felt, I said, my, you're certainly taking a lot of luggage with you, Sonny.
Well, you never know what you need, you know, clean shirt, Band-Aids, all that stuff.
Gee, I had no idea it was such a long way from the street to the platform.
Yeah, it's too long. Hey, you look kind of tired. You want to rest?
Oh, no, we might miss the train.
You are tired, though.
Yes, a little.
Well, then, supposing I carry the bags a while.
Oh, it's just a step more.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Guess everything's all set now. Bye.
Sonny, aren't you forgetting something?
Forgetting what?
Oh, Sonny, when you're going away somewhere on a train, what's the last thing you ought to do before getting aboard?
Oh, gosh, that's right. Gee, you must think I'm an awful dope. Imagine my going away without buying a magazine.
Oh, Sonny, I... Oh, well, what's the use? I wish you weren't going away.
So do I.
I'll miss you terribly.
Were you honest?
Uh-huh. More than I can say.
Then, guess what?
What?
I'm not going.
But, Sonny, you have to. It's your future, your whole life.
Well, I don't care. I can't go now. Knowing what I just found out.
What did you just find out, Sonny?
That you and that I... Well, that I forgot my tickets. Wonderful, John Scott. I call that closing the hall on a very sweet note. Now, next week, beside our regular bunch, we're going to have as our guest Johnny Mercer and my pal, Mr. William Bendix.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.